We should know later today just what Governor Andrew Cuomo has in store for redeveloping the western end of Onondaga Lake. The governor's budget unveiled last week includes $30 million for the economic revitalization of the lake. He's expected to outline plans for the lake in a visit today. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, the Onondaga County Legislature is also expected to chip in some money in the early stages of what would be a massive economic development project.
On today's Ways and Means Committee agenda, it's called the Onondaga Lake West Revitalization Project. Legislature Chairman Ryan McMahon says the county would like to take $500,000 out of a room occupancy tax that's earmarked for tourism and use it to study county property on the western lake shore to determine exactly what kind of development it can support.
I know there's been lots of reports about maybe this will go there, maybe that will go there. Nothing's been confirmed because we need to first see what can be built there and how much it would cost.
Part of the shore is made up of soda ash that was dumped when Salve Process and later Allied Chemical used the lake as a dumping ground for industrial waste. The lake is nearing the end of a court-ordered cleanup, and environmental officials say it's cleaner than it's been in years. McMahon won't comment on the specifics of the project other than to say there is an entertainment venue and tourism involved, but that tourism isn't the only aspect of a proposal that will impact Salve and nearby towns. And he expects it will change the face of a part of Onondaga County that once was dotted with hotels, restaurants, and amusement parks.
I think there's a real opportunity to really put this lake and make this lake what it once was over 100 years ago, which was the center of tourism and different activities for this region.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.